Chapter 53. Christiana crossed the river. With gladness and rejoicing shall they be brought. They shall enter into the king's palace. Psalm 45, verse 15. The land of Beulah. In my dream, I saw that the travelers arrived in another land. It was the land of Beulah. It was also called the Married. Here the sun shone day and night. In this land they were allowed to use everything they found. Everything was for the pilgrims. The orchards and vineyards belonged to the king of the celestial country himself, so they could take whatever they wanted. The travelers were tired, and therefore would rest in this glorious land for a while. Their rest was not long, but they felt better rested than ever. But what woke them up? Listen to the bells tolling beautifully, and listen, trumpets sounded too. They made a melodious sound without ceasing. Now the travelers were not sleepy at all anymore. There were voices in the streets. They clearly heard someone say, "New travelers have come to the city." They heard other voices answering, "Many went over the water today and were let in at the golden gates." Now the first ones called again, "There just came an army of shining ones to the city, so more travelers must be coming. The shining ones are come to wait for them and to comfort them after all their sorrow." The travelers stood up and walked back and forth. But oh, what was that? They heard heavenly sounds, and suddenly they also saw heavenly visions. It was wonderful in this land. Whatever they heard, saw, felt, or smelled, everything was wonderful. Only the water of the river which they had to cross was bitter when they tasted it. At least, that was what they thought. For when the travelers had truly drunk from it, it tasted sweet. In this place, the names of the people who traveled to heaven were written down. Also, the recorder described in writing all the brave things they did. Here they talked about how the river had been for the travelers who crossed it. For some of them, the water had been high. For others, it was low. There have been travelers who crossed the river when it was almost dry, but with others the water was so high that the river overflowed its banks. In this land something special happened. Children came from the city and went to the king's gardens. There they picked bunches of good-smelling flowers. They presented them to the travelers with much love. They always did that when new travelers arrived. The most lovely flowers and herbs grew in the king's gardens. You could find camphor and also spikenard and saffron, calamus and cinnamon, with its trees of frankincense, myrrh, and aloes, together with all the best spices. The rooms of the travelers were perfumed with them, and so that they smelled wonderful. Their bodies were anointed with oil. This was done to prepare them for crossing the river. Mail from the celestial city. While they were waiting for the hour that they could go to the other side, a message was brought. There was mail from the celestial city. It was an important message for certain Christiana, the wife of Christian, the pilgrim. They tried to find her. A little later, they found her in the house where she was. The messenger opened the letter and read it to her. "Dear Christiana, hail, good woman. I bring you tidings that the Master is calling you. He longs to have you with him. He wants to clothe you with the robes of immortality within 10 days. After the messenger read the letter to her, He took an arrow and threw it at her. This was a sign by which she knew that he was a true messenger. The arrow's point was sharpened by love. It easily went into her heart. This caused a special effect, for because of this arrow, she would go exactly on time on the day which God had appointed. Christiana saw that her time had come. She understood that she had to hurry. She would be the first one of the group of travelers who had to travel to the other side. She immediately called for Mr. Greatheart, her guide, and told him what was going to happen. "I am so happy for you," he said. "This is good news. I wished that messenger would have come for me." Then Christiana asked him if he could help her. "Mr. Greatheart, how must I prepare for this last journey?" Mr. Greatheart told her everything she needed to do. He kindly nodded at her. "We will go with you up to the bank of the River of Death." "Farewell." Now Christiana looked around. "Children," she said, "come to mother." When they were with her, she wished them the Lord's blessing. Then she looked at them one by one. A smile appeared on her face. "I am glad I can still read the marks on your foreheads. You have also kept your clothes white." Then she had them write down that the poor people could have her possessions. She did not have much, but they could perhaps make good use of them. One more time she called her sons and daughters to her. "I want to tell you one more thing. There will come a day that the messenger will also come for you. Make sure you are ready when this will happen." After she had said this, she called for Mr. Valiant for Truth. "Sir," she said when she was with them, "you have been faithful everywhere all the time. Be faithful unto death, and my king will give you the crown of life." After this, she asked if Mr. Valiant for Truth would be willing to watch her children. If there would be one who would become faint, are you then willing to encourage him? Thus they all stood around Christiana. Now she saw her sons' wives. She kindly nodded at them. "These daughters have been faithful too. The Lord has promised them something." She beckoned them to come closer. "The promise shall be fulfilled," she said. "The Lord will fulfill it at the end of your lives." Then it was Mr. Standfast's turn. Christiana gave him a ring. "There, this is for you." Gratefully, he accepted it. Finally, she called for the old Mr. Honest. "Behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom is no guile," she said. "I wish you a fair day when you must climb Mount Zion. How glad I will be if you may cross the river with dry feet." It was quiet for a while. Christiana thought about her own journey. Then she said, "Whether it be wet or dry, I would love to cross the river. Let it then happen the way the Lord wants it. Soon I will have enough time to sit, to rest, and to dry myself." Mr. Ready to Halt came to visit Christiana. As soon as she saw him, she said, "Your journey to this place has cost you much trouble, but because of this, the rest will be extra sweet. But do watch, pay attention, and make sure that you are ready to cross the river, because the messenger can come at an hour that you do not expect it." Now, Mr. Despondency and his daughter, much afraid, came in. Christiana was glad when she saw them. You must be thankful forever. Never forget your deliverance from the hands of giant despair and from Doubting Castle. Keep thinking of this grace, for by that you arrived here safely. Be watchful and cast away all fear. Do not use too many things of this world, and keep hoping until the end. Then she saw Mr. Feeble Mind standing there. You have been delivered from the mouth of Giant Slaygood. And why? To bring you to your king. How glad you will be when you see him. Oh, then you may eternally enjoy the light of the living. One more thing I want to tell you. You fear very quickly. You doubt his goodness too much. That is not good. You must repent of this, otherwise you must be ashamed when you will stand before him. It was time. The day of Christiana's departure came closer and closer. Finally, it was time. The way was full of people who wanted to see how she was going to take her journey. Across the river, the bank was full of horses and chariots. Not common horses and chariots, no, heavenly ones. They had come from above to bring her to the gate of the celestial city. Now Christiana stepped forward and went into the river. One more time she waved to all the people who stood at the bank. It was her last farewell. Listen to her voice. I come, Lord, to be with thee and to bless thee. These were the last words they heard. Christiana was no more. She was waited for in heaven. There they took her inside, so that they could not see her on earth anymore. Christiana went up and came to the gate. There she knocked. She was allowed to enter in through the gate. But that did not happen unnoticed. Glorious things happened. She was brought in with great joy, just like Christian, who entered in before her. The children wept. Now they did not have a mother any more. But Mr. Greatheart and Mr. Valiant for Truth played the beautiful sounding cymbal and harp for joy. After this, they all returned. Everyone went back to his own place again. Explanation. In Bible times, the Jews were once led captive to Babylon. That was their own fault. After many years, they were allowed to return. How happy those who went back were. They called the land of Canaan Beulah, which means married. John Bunyan also called the land, which was close to the river, Beulah. From this land, many travelers were called to their long home. They were very close to eternity. How pleasant it can be if we may be at a place where God's children are waiting to be taken home by the Lord. If God gives that longing in their heart to be with him, they cannot be silent about it at times. Then the Lord will sometimes give them a foretaste of heaven. This land, which was very close to the river, was a pleasant land. Only the water of the river was bitter. Thus death can be bitter when you think of it. But the Lord will make sure that the aftertaste will be sweet. Why is death bitter? It is because of sin. But when the Lord lets you know that he sees no sin in his people anymore, they can die. Then it will still be bitter for the body, but sweet for the soul. At times, the water of the river can be high, at other times low. It can be the same with God's children when they die. Some may cross with much ease and long to go over. Others fear and have much strife. In this land there are even children who give the king's flowers to the travelers. How blessed it is if you may meet children who can give you something which comes from the Lord. Then a messenger came to Christiana. Within 10 days she would be with her king. It can be that we become sick. In such a case, sickness will be the messenger of our death. But at other times, the Lord may give a message from his word, "Thou shalt die and not live." Christiana felt that an arrow of love came along with this message. A longing came in her heart, and she wanted to speak about it with Mr. Greatheart. Mr. Greatheart wanted to be with her up to the river. Also today, God's faithful servants want to join the travelers until death. It was time for Christiana to say farewell. There were many people at the river, but on the other side of the river, the angels were ready to lead her to the king. How happy God's people are! No, their way is not always easy. Christiana began her journey with many tears, but here she could enter into eternal joy with gladness.